I don't even remember how to start this shiz.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Guardian Hub podcast.
Episode where we talk
124, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game.
Yeah, we sometimes bring on different guests, but not tonight. We're short a co-host.
And now it's like 3 weeks in a row we're short one. I didn't do too bad with my intros while you were gone. I probably didn't do them at the same tenacity as you, but I got
this
through.
This is our intro, right? I'm good with that.
Sure.
All right.
Let's roll with it. I did say on Potato Thumbs last night that we were kind of like Barely ADS, even though I forgot the name of Barely ADS in the middle of it, like I do so much in the middle of things. Like, I like to say we like to shoot from the hip.
Yeah, I heard that. So, everyone, just so that you can get a full recap of what's going on, yes, I was gone from the show for a couple weeks. No, I didn't quit the show.
He was basically Dumbledore. He had missions to go on.
Hey, you guys were a little, like, sus about it, not saying much. Not that you needed to, but, like, we're just short, Kingsley. Yeah, I think the first week I was sick, and then the second week I was on vacation. And then everyone in Guardian Hub, except for me, joined up with Potato Thumbs podcast last night. And then so I was gone from another podcast, and then due to missing some parts for my laptop, and then tonight we're recording and we're short tests. So things are just all up in the air.
All but susness.
Mm-hmm. But, Sin, speaking of sus, let's get right into this. We have a picture and a name for the new season.
Oh, yes. I guess it's officially on the Twitter, so I guess we can discuss it.
Of course. It is official.
Season of The Lost.
Mm-hmm. I just think a Lost TV show.
Yeah, I had to give a little hesitation there in case somebody wanted to mute. Felt right.
Come on, right. Yeah, everyone knows it. This isn't a spoiler. What is interesting is when it was released. The prevailing thought now is that Bungie is claiming, and TASS even claims to have a source, that Bungie was going to announce it today when we're recording. This is Friday, August 20th. They were going to release it today anyways. And then there was an ad that got leaked midnight right before that. And so some people were like, oh, they're releasing it because it got leaked early. But, well, either way, the ad got leaked early. That shouldn't have happened. But was Bungie always going to release it today on Friday? Well, let's assume they were. It is kind of interesting because we were all kind of like on hold for everything's not happening until, you know, Tuesday, the 24th.
Right. I mean, I can see it, them wanting to do it either way now to give a little bit of anticipation.
Well, I do feel like, I mean, of course, this one's a little different too, because we're waiting until the 24th for everything. But I do feel like they have, other than just like TWABs, leaked out little things here and there leading up. So it is possible they were definitely going to do this all along. But the cat's kind of out of the bag now with, it is interesting, they just say the name and then they have a picture, but we really don't know too much else. In the picture, there's a picture of Marisov. And back to that sus conversation, there's Osiris behind her, just kind of folding his arms, looking suspicious. What do we think about that?
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of led up to this point, right, in the season so far. He's been acting suspicious this entire time. You know, egging us on to keep certain things secret, not intervening when Saint was defending the Fallen. I mean, is he just playing a little cautious because he knows something's about to happen and he wants to see things unfold and see who does what? Or is he really, you know, being a puppet, as we would like to call it?
Well, I think there's more options for the first option too. He could, let's say he's not a puppet. Yeah, he could be playing cautious, but also he could be purposely bad somehow, right? That's an option, even though it's probably not the most likely option, but maybe he's not overtaken by Savathun, but he's like still has bad motives for other reasons.
Right. And that could always be a possibility. I mean, we're on the cusp of finding out. But honestly, I'm not going to get into it here, but there was a post, and I think you said it came from like a depository or something, whatever you called it, of all
What?
these leaks,
Depository?
depository or whatever you call it, I don't know, you called it some name, but there was this giant article about some leaks or spoilers of this upcoming season. Without getting into too many details, like some of the thoughts in there were very, very interesting. And if some of that comes to light or comes out this season, I think it's going to be honestly a fun season. Regardless of what happens with Osiris, just those just the other things that I read alone would be enough to make it a fun season.
Yes, and that brings up an interesting point too, that this depository or whatever that we're talking about, the paste bin leak, I assume
Yeah,
that's,
paste bin, that's it.
yes. So I have to admit, it's looking more and more now. I think they have to get just a little bit more right to really say this full thing is legit, but even still, it's looking kind of legit. And I'll have to, I've always been skeptical about leaks in the past. They've usually not been super accurate. But if this one is accurate, I'll give them props. I'll go back on my word of what I, was assuming that it wasn't going to be accurate. Because
Yeah, I
so
mean,
far, pretty much most of the things are. Chassis was writing, and some other people were saying that don't expect that Halo crossover thing, which was part of what's in this paste bin leak. But short of that, everything so far has been somewhat true, and we'll see if we get more details on Tuesday with what's coming up with Witch Queen.
yeah. Oh boy, I cannot wait. Even for the live stream before, oh, just. I'm excited. And this entire week, even since reset this past Tuesday, seems like it's been going way too long. But now that we're at the weekend, it feels like now it's finally just around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Tuesday, just a reminder for everyone, reset is normally at 10 a.m. Pacific, which is what, 1 Eastern?
Correct.
And the show starts an hour before, but then there's a pre-show an hour before. I don't know what the pre-show is going to be. It might just be like one of those things where they're cycling pictures of what we've been doing in Destiny over the last, several years. It may not be anything big. But the actual, I was going to say a weird word myself, symposium, the actual show is an hour before 9 a.m. noon, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern.
And I will be there.
Oh, yeah, I will too.
In all my glory, I will be there. I mean, other than that, we do have a thick twab to go over.
Yeah, and let's go
Well,
over it like
we don't have to
really.
go into too detail, but.
TLDR tonight. Yeah, we're not planning on having a long show. This is kind of, again, like a last minute thing. We want to go over some details. If anyone is in the live chat, I am curious. Let us know your thoughts and hopes of what you want to see in this next season. Assume you don't haven't heard anything at all. Just even details like what you want the seasonal activity to be like, any other things that you can think of. But let's pull it. This Twob Sinkleberry. Oh, what have you been working on in the game? Or
Oh,
us?
yes. While you're pulling that up, talk amongst myself, right?
You talk amongst yourself.
So, I've actually done a lot in the game, right? So, I've actually knocked out the Conqueror title recently. I can't remember if that was when we recorded last or not. But since then, I've been working on the Gilded. I'm three Grandmasters away from finishing Gilded, which I would like to do this weekend. So not to kind of waste the season at this point and waste all this progress, but I've actually gotten a lot accomplished as far as catalysts. So I finished the Merciless Catalyst. I finished the Rat King Catalyst, along with I know you and Larry both finished the Rat King Catalyst because you all helped me on mine as well.
Yeah.
And I finished. Oh, there's one more. What else did I finish? Rat King. Oh, Vex Mythoclast, which you and I also worked on at one point. I don't know. Did you end up getting yours finished?
No, I will continue to work on it, and preview, Vex is going to be buffed huge, huge, huge in coming up next season. But I was looking at the Catalyst, and really the only thing it does there is increase stability while holding the power up. It's already not super unstable, so I guess I'm not like super focusing on it. I'm sure I'll get it quickly enough, even in the new season, as I use it a lot because it's renewed.
Right.
How long did that take you?
Not long. I mean, you left, and I had about 50% of it done anyway, and maybe another 30 minutes of alters. And it it does do some work on the alters with the ads on there. And I did try the linear fusion portion of it, just to kind of see how that plays out in the current mix. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's okay. Not super powerful overall, but I say does the trick on some enemies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it didn't take long. I mean, honestly, it went pretty quick.
I'm really excited for the gun. I wanted to like it. I was mentioning this to you, but it's a really interesting weapon that seems pretty cool, and it fires really fast already. And then, of course, the linear fusion aspect to it, too. So it's going to be a fun weapon to run. Of course, it's fighting against so many other good weapons in that secondary slot.
Yeah, and I think the other weapon that I'm trying to finish now is Cryostasia, the Catalyst. I have not finished that at this point, and honestly, until tonight, haven't started it. And the little bit that I've put in tonight, I'm at 93%. So I will be up to date on all my Catalysts going into the next season. Other than Jade Rabbit, just because I don't have didn't have fun using that in Crucible.
No fun with
as of recent. Yeah, no fun with the White Rabbit.
The White Rabbit.
Yeah, the Jade Rabbit. Put some Matrix up in there.
Yeah, and I don't have too much to add. I like you were mentioning, I ran Rat King with you a little bit. I mean, I didn't get back from vacation really until this week, so I kind of experienced the last override from, you know, last week, the epilogue. Okay, here's the thing. I do want to give my input on this real quick. I don't think they should have had a calendar item for epilogue, right? It was fine. I'm not complaining, but why have a calendar item for something that wasn't that big of a thing? I mean, I guess the cutscene was pretty amazing, but I don't know. Have they done calendar items for like just epilogue? Just seems like a big event or something. And just, I don't know again why they
labeled it like that. I mean, you can make it seem like it was a little bit bigger than it was, but I kind of wish there was more. I mean, you did get the ship the week after this past reset. We got the ship. So I actually like the way the ship looks, honestly.
It is nice.
I'm currently using it. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's fine. I think they just put it on there to add a little flavoring to the roadmap, honestly, to sell the sizzle.
Yeah.
Could be really the only thing they were doing there.
I also feel like the timing was a little weird. Especially with, to me, like fighting the boss Kira, you know, a month or so ago was almost a more monumental event to me. So maybe they should have just put these last 2 weeks, well, really just one, and then ship the week after. They should have bumped that to the end of the other stuff, maybe. Because we've had plenty of other seasons where the whole last month is empty anyway, so I just don't really know why we waited all this time afterwards for this epilogue, but it's really just the, you know, last little mission.
The last cutscene.
Yeah. It's fine. Oh. Whatever. As we know, the calendaring has had many issues with it in the past, like kind of promising certain things and they don't come to pass, or getting the dates wrong or whatever. So, hey, what can you expect? It's better having a calendar than no calendar, even if it's slightly off. Right.
Exactly. only semi-accurate.
Yeah. Alrighty. We don't have to go over these too much in detail because a lot of people have read about them already. You'll hear about them on other podcasts. When Des is back with us the week after, if he has any input on specifics, because I know he loves the weapons, probably details, probably more than either of us. We're often asking him and other people, wait, what's this perk for again? Or what's a good roll on this weapon? But we can tell you what the TWAB says, basically, just in generalities here.
Infinite ammo.
Infinite ammo. Dun, dun, dun. That's like that in the fusion. Where like the fusion changes were like the biggest things that I took out of this.
Yep. Those are two pretty good ones there.
Okay. What is infinite ammo? Are we getting infinite power ammo send?
Nope.
Oh. Infinite special ammo?
Nope.
Oh.
But we are getting infinite kinetic. We're primary, I guess, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, primary. Mm-hmm. Primary ammo, the one that is the white, well, it's not exactly a square. It's kind of rectangle-ish with curved corners. And then, but you know, just the white single bullet icon. Basically, the white bricks that we're used to picking up on the ground.
They right? are no more.
Hey, Nosley, thanks for clarifying that. So, infinite ammo. I mean, this makes sense in some aspects. You could be like, wait, why hasn't it always been like this? In other aspects, you could say like, well, it makes sense to not be like this at the beginning because we still got to chase after all ammo types. Have you, let's put it this way, Sin, how often have you been affected by running out of primary ammo?
I would probably say more so recently than I have ever in the past. That's only because of more in-game content. And what I mean by that is more GMs, where you focus your build around, you know, heavy ammo finders because you're running Anarchy, or special because you're running, you know, breach and clear, you know, those type of grenades. And, you know, when you're running scout and you're playing from a distance and you are not up on a boss, I mean, it's easy. You could run out of ammo. I mean, you take a look at Warden of Nothing, right? When you're up on top and you have those, well, I think it's four or five champions down at the bottom before you initiate the boss, you can easily run out of ammo, especially when you're using scouts or, you know, you're trying to do long distance grenades to stun, you know, there, or even if you're running double primary, you can run out of hand cannon. You're trying to stun an overload, and it's hard to, you know, to get enough shots on him to keep the stun on him so he doesn't regenerate health. Yeah, you can certainly run out. I mean, we ran out, not even an in-game activity with Rat King trying for the catalyst.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's what I was going to mention. I've most noticed this with Rat King. I'm sure I have with other weapons too, maybe scouts. Not too often with autos, but it's happened before. But yeah, Rat King, I mean, there's been the few times where I like, hey, let's finally get a Rat King group together and come into a GM or a raid encounter or something. But the problem with Rat King, you know, it fires so fast, you will run out of ammo. And, you know, primary ammo bricks are fairly easy to find, but still it was kind of annoying. And like, why am I running out of primary ammo? So now this won't be an issue. I assume it works with exotics too, right? I didn't read otherwise. It's just as long as it's primary ammo.
Yeah, they in fact, they did touch on one in particular, which could have a huge benefit to, and that's Sweet Business.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't affect your mag size, but you will have the unlimited ammo action there.
No, that's fine. I mean, yeah, you got to have that reload. You got to have, but yeah, infinite ammo. There you go. Let's back up really quick. I'm not going to read all the details, but they said they're giving us more clarifications on the details, such as fall off and projectiles. And this is stuff that I wish Des was here to explain a little bit more, because I don't even really have a desire to try to figure this out so much right now. So unless you have anything to say about it, Sid. Shotguns too, with the spread angle and the different pellets and the blah blah blahs.
I kind of do understand what they're saying, but probably not enough to elaborate on it. I mean, it's just going to affect like basically how they operate in game, right?
Yes.
So I mean, you're changing, if I remember correctly, because I don't have it pulled up right now because it was quite beefy and I looked at it 2 days already. But for the fact that, you know, they're changing like the starting range of like max damage and then minimum damage to a certain range with a fall off. Yeah, you know, I get it.
Hey, and do we have someone else here?
And maybe Cato can
touch on it. Cato, live update. Touch on it. Cato, you have to talk specifically about the complex thing.
Yeah.
About the shotgun pellet spread.
And while you ponder on that, I did finish my Cryostasia Catalyst just now. Live update.
Congrats.
Excellent. Hey, everyone, this is Cato from the Discord, also known as this guy.
Not to be confused with that guy.
Confusing.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the invite.
We're really off the cuff tonight. You know, we weren't sure if we were going to have a recording, and then we kind of put it together last minute, and then I figured, might as well have you join up if you want.
Yeah, we had to dust off the laptop.
Was that a problem?
Yeah, it was. I didn't want to boot up. New phone without headphone ports.
Tell us, how did you get into Destiny? We haven't had you as a guest before, right?
Nope, you have not.
Tell us whatever you want. You can spend a couple minutes. Like, I am curious, though, in case we haven't talked about it, how did you start finding about Destiny? And then how did you find out about us again? Because I forget all the people that have joined up here and there.
Destiny was one of those. I remember seeing trailers and looked into the beta for Destiny 1 when it came out. But at the time, I was on the road, wasn't home. Kind of forgot about it. And then about a year ago, it came up as, you know, a free game. That was when I seen it. So I tried it. It was like right before Arrivals launched. So my introduction to Destiny 2 was the super long season of Arrivals.
Oh.
Yeah. And then somebody I know in real life, but with school with them, McAwesome in the Discord, he introduced me to, I think it was you, Hazel, and Azonis. And got me my first raid clear on Leviathan.
All
right. So you would kind of say it was love at first sight, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I had to think about it a little bit. And then just kind of joined the Discord and the clan and stuck with it ever since, I guess.
Nice. Leviathan, so that was last around, Season of Arrivals, right? Right before they took away some of those raids.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't get to run it a whole lot, but when I did get to run, I did enjoy.
Yeah, a lot of people would want that one back in theory. I mean, I got a little bored of it because we ran it so much, and I didn't think it was particularly hard unless you ran it in hard mode, but it was a really good one to kind of, I think it was the best just raid that everyone felt comfortable to hop in, even if you weren't a raider, and that's what I loved about it. Just people would have fun jumping in it.
For me,
it was good all around for that.
Yeah, for me, it was a great first raid. Like, it wasn't overly complicated. It was fairly straightforward and easy to explain.
For sure. And now you're helping Sherpa raids.
Yeah. My tables have turned.
Hey, it happens when people raid a lot. So many raids later. Now, I do believe, though, even recently, you weren't super familiar with Last Wish. I remember hearing funny reactions from you, like, what's even going on? Because we were just kind of carrying you through it.
I think I have a total of, like, 4 clears of Last Wish.
What even is this raid?
Pretty much, yeah. It's still like that. I still don't know what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you what's really wild is you joined us for the legit Riven encounter, which most of us were also like, what's even going on? So I'm telling you, having like 100 clears of that, and like, I've only done it legit once.
Yeah, I've done it maybe, I think that might have been my second or third time total. Sorry. And that time, doing it that time was definitely, you got to learn a lot more when you're actually involved in the mechanics. I wasn't involved the first time or two that I had to do it.
I was mistaken. I have 5 clears. Last wish.
Nice. You're getting there.
Yeah. And I got 1K on my legit red clear. That was nice.
Oh, that is nice. I remember that. Some people still don't have it.
Looking at my raid report, and somehow I have 2 Sherpas for Last Wish.
Oh, right on. Wonder who else.
I don't know.
But 1K could be also slightly better, of course, with all the fusion changes coming up. So it's a good thing that you have that in your arsenal.
And they don't mention it specifically, so maybe it gets all the buffs?
I think so, because unless they say otherwise, we are assuming that exotics also get all the stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They had some specific notes about exotics. I do not remember 1K being part of the exotic. One of the exotics being touched or manipulated in a way.
Otherwise, yeah. Well, let's get into this. Yeah, go for it, Kato.
I think the two they talk about was Merciless and Vex. Was about the only two.
Yeah.
Specifically.
We should get into this some more, and then I have a couple other questions for you after that. But we were kind of going over some things in the TWAB, talking about the primary ammo, archetypes. Well, we should talk about grenade launchers, I suppose, but I just went to the next line below that, the next two lines. I'm actually kind of excited. Machine gun usage is getting buffed in PvE by 20%. Yay. I mean, that'll be great, actually. And scout rifles and hand cannons, 15% buff against miners. This is so interesting because, speaking about Leviathan, and way back in the day with, what was the great hand cannon from Leviathan? Midnight Coup? Was that what it's called, Sin?
Yes, I believe it was Midnight in Leviathan.
That was the hand cannon where you could easily just one tap all the adds, no matter what. I felt like it just had really good. It was a really good roll. Remember back then, everything were static rolls until year two, and then we started getting random rolls. But hand cannons are in an okay spot. But I just feel like some of the beefier minor enemies, it's like, not really great using hand cannons on them, because you don't want to be, with how slow the reload is and the firing, you don't want to be worrying about wasting so much on certain types of enemies. And so and scouts too, right? It's like, I remember in D1, a scout was like almost as good as a sniper. I felt like you could be hitting adds from like way back and just tapping everything.
Yeah. I remember vision being pretty, pretty strong as far as, Scout in D1. I didn't play too much with hand cannons in D1, though.
Kate, are you excited at all about hand cannons or scouts, or any comments about those?
Definitely. Especially 180 and 140s on the hand cannon side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
those faster ones.
Yeah. It should take it from a 3-tap precision on a 140 to a 2-tap, which would be nice, especially with like a Fatebringer where it has Firefly. A lot easier.
Oh yeah,
for ad control.
Yep, I know. I'm going to be rocking hand cannons even more next season, and Vex Mythic class also, which we'll talk about. Now, breach grenade launchers. One of the big TLDRs is that they are reducing some blast radius and reducing some splash damage, but they are increasing, and this is for, you know, PvP, but in PvE, they're increasing damage overall by 12%. So it will have a small overall buff still, even though we're reducing the splash and the blast radius. So I guess, what is the TLDR there? You have to hit things a little more accurately, but it'll do a little more damage. Does that sound
I also see something about the reload speed on those? Or was it just Fighting Lion that got the reload speed? It
might just be
the grid?
Fighting Lion. I'm not seeing that in this line.
Yeah, they mention it later on.
Yeah.
Further down.
Okay, but yeah, so breach grenade launchers, 12% increase in damage. So hitting your shots, yeah. Then that's pretty good. All right, fusion rifles. Dun, dun, dun.
LP power. I mean,
this is another one where I don't necessarily understand all the details. But I was listening to Fallout, reading through the TWAB live with Cool Guy. And one of their TLDRs is null composure is going to be really good. And basically, a lot of the faster firing fusions will be buffed quite a bit compared to where they are right now in PvE because of just how things are going. Because, okay, from what I understand, they're just separating the gap more. You know, the precision ones, which are really the hard hitters. Wait, is it the precision, or is that what they're called? Or are they called the, high impact, that's what I meant to say. The high impacts, which are always the hard hitters, they're even slowing down more. So they say you really need to be meaningfully using these PvE, PvP. They're going to be slower, everything like that. But there's still going to be things to make them worth it. But then the faster ones, they seem to be getting a buff still, so like they'll be really kind of the ones to use for the most part. That's what I seem to remember hearing, but I don't know if any of you two have any comments on the fusions. There's a lot here.
Yeah, I don't think we got to touch too much on it, but yeah, I mean, the bolt patterns, all those changes, the increase. I think they're going to be, doesn't matter which one you choose, I think they're going to be some advantages. I think their overall goal from what they mentioned in there is they're trying to make some variety in them and make them useful in different situations.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I read over all the details and I understood a lot, but this was yesterday now. And again, we're trying to keep this one shorter tonight, but you know, don't let me cut you off if you want to say anything, Cato, about, you know, the fusions or whatever. Have you used null composure, null Z composure much, Cato? Because null Z is
yeah, I've used it, but I don't really use fusion rifles, so I don't really have much input on that whole breakdown.
I'm telling you, it's good. I try to talk people into using it in Vault a lot. I know a lot of people will use the grenade launcher, but the fusion, the huge benefit there is it just melts the explosive harpies. So if you hit them, you don't have to worry about them exploding.
Yeah,
it's true.
Null composure will still be my go-to either way.
Yeah.
Yep, but don't forget plug one. That'll be good too.
Yeah.
Come on, Sin. There's a lot of good fusions. And Telesto didn't get nerfed at all as far as what we can tell.
Yet.
Yet.
Yet. I know. Well, here's the thing. I almost think it should be in some aspect. I don't know what, but like, I don't think it's ever hardly. When's the last time they've ever touched Telesto? They'll fix things when it's broken. I mean, people joke, yeah, it's always broken, blah, blah, blah. But they have actually fixed specific things of, remember the Telesto bolts you could use in the Dreaming City activity, the court activity inside the raid building. What's that called? But remember, you could shoot Telesto bolts on the middle part and increase it faster. Then you didn't have to shoot
Blind Well.
Blind Well, yeah.
Did you just have a sin moment? Did you just sin yourself right there?
That's what a sin is forgetting something?
Yeah, I forget stuff all the time. Like live on the air, I'm like, oh crap, I can't remember the name of that.
Yeah. ZBrack, you use Plug One when you raid? Yeah, Plug One's really good. I have a kind of okay roll. I want to get some more on Plug One. Nosey has an adept roll on that. Yeah, I should have been grinding for that more. I kind of slowed down a little bit in this season, even though you would think I'd be all about getting that Plug One. Actually, you know what? Maybe I do have an adept. I don't know. I'll have to double check. But I need more of the mods. That's the main thing, too. So
I've gotten a couple of dev mods over my runs, but not enough.
Yeah. All right. Any other comments on fusions? Doesn't sound like it. Anarchy. So anarchy my take on this is it's not as going to be as nerfed as I thought they were going to do to it. I don't know what they would have done, but yes,
I thought they were going to reduce damage like completely
overall.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, reduce damage to bosses by 30%, but only bosses. Champions right. are still going to count for full damage. Everything else. And here's the thing. Anarchy is still going to be a great, great weapon because even with the reduced damage, it still could be beneficial to hit your shots on the boss. And then again, like always, you swap to another weapon and continue to do damage with your other weapons. So whatever. And they reduced the other nerf is they reduced the total reserve plus magazine from 26 to 16. Yeah, you'll have it'll be a little more meaningful. You got to use it in the right situations, but that's still 16. It's you're not supposed to be hitting bosses and things with tons of shots anyways if you know how to use Anarchy, right? You don't want to just be spamming it. You want to be hitting 2 to 3 at most, you know, kind of in a on a boss or in a certain area.
Just don't miss. You're going to it's not going to be very forgiving in that you're not going to be able to miss as many yeah. shots.
Well, just like the grenade launchers and everything. Yeah, you want to hit your shots, right? So, there you go. I mean, yeah, it'll be a change, but nothing too dramatic from what we can see so far.
So with the change, I wonder if they're going to give us a catalyst for it at some point.
And then what does the catalyst add back up?
Magazine size. Magazine
paper size. Pockets. Like the rest yeah. of the, yeah. was it Colony and Prospector?
That could be fair. A little bit worse to me than Anarchy. Of course, I don't like using Xenophage a lot. Do you guys have any thoughts on this? They're reducing the rate of fire from 120 to 90. So
yeah, I think that's going to take a huge toll on it. I mean, it's viable right now as an option to compete with Anarchy, but with that, the shot, it already is a slow reloader unless you have reloader mods on. And then you couple it already being slow in that regards, plus the time per shot decreases, you're going to be, I think it's not going to be as viable as it used to.
Well, to be fair, they do say the line right above that, it's only going to result in a slightly lower damage per second because even though it's having the slower rate of fire, it's getting a slight other machine gun buff, not as much, but so it still technically should be sufficient.
We'll see.
I don't know, maybe like what are those other like unique cases where people use Xenophage for like one shot snipering things, and that'll be slower now. So if you're not doing overall DPS, you might have to account for that better.
True.
So 120 RPM, that was like basically 2 per second. So now it's 90, so that's 1.5 per second. If I'm doing the math right.
Math is difficult this time of night.
Do you wish they would give us some actual numbers there of what it's receiving per bullet damage?
Mm-hmm.
With the buff?
Yeah,
I mean, makes sense, I guess. Hopefully it works still.
Yeah, it probably will. I'll have to see if with the changes that, well, yeah, I kind of feel like not much is going to change with when we're just talking raids, and I know the Grandmasters are different and everything, but it really, I would guess Deepstone Crypt at the end is still totally going to stay Anarchy and shotguns. Maybe not, but I'm guessing it will. Vault of Glass, I mean, maybe still. I mean, we know that Xenophage was a good option there too, so it might be worth playing with a few of these and, you know, seeing what the fallouts and the other people that run the numbers really quickly tell us. Hey, this is the new hotness.
And we got some new weapons, speaking of new hotness, coming, and some reworked ones.
Okay, hold on, Sin. Real quick. Fighting Lion and Vex Mythoclast. Fighting Lion, ammo increase from a lot to infinite. You shouldn't be reloading Fighting Lion for those of you that reload it. Did you have anything to say on the fighting lion, Cato? Do you use that much?
I used it a few times just to finish catalysts. I mean,
Yeah, same here.
They did change the base reload stat to zero completely, so it has no reload benefit until you get a kill with it and do or hit multiple enemies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damaging multiple enemies. But then it gets the same reload perk as it did before, so it's...
It's one that I've always wanted to like. I kind of got used to it when I was grinding for the Catalyst, too. Like, yeah, this weapon could be okay, but it's not... It's probably at best like a B-minus tier weapon in PvE, so it's like not one that I'm going to be rolling with too much.
Right.
Okay.
Vex Mythic class.
Yeah.
You've been dying to get there.
Yes. All right. So they didn't want to have it too good at launch, they told us. They wanted to kind of just have it balanced and not too strong at the beginning with the chance of buffing it up later. It fell a little short of even what they were hoping. So, and they say ownership is much higher now. I mean, interesting. Give us the stats, Bungie. How many people actually have it that have run the raid? Right?
You can ask Helios and Mojafo how many people have it.
Yeah, Mojafo. Tell us your thoughts. I know this isn't a sore subject in Helios. Sorry, man.
Yeah, that's a rough go. I've had some worst RNG on like some weapons. One was during Crown of Sorrow, I think, when it was one of the ones that took me the longest. I don't even remember what that weapon was, to be honest with you.
Sin, that was Terabut.
Okay. Yeah, terrible, that's how often terrible. I use it. And but honestly, that was one of my worst, and it didn't take me 70 plus clears to get. Like, you would think the RNG, like the RNG protection would have kicked in at some point.
Yeah. All right. Vex Mythic class. You know, I was running this last night in Altars. I really liked it, but again, it was like on the slightly chunkier enemies. I was like, eh. But PvE damage bonus increased by 40%. Range stat increased to be near best in class for high impact auto rifles. Because, you know, it basically feels like an auto rifle. How it shoots.
Right.
Like a slow auto rifle, but still, it's like, you know, it's pretty nice. Increased stability. So again, like, I don't know how much the Catalyst is really going to... It already didn't feel that bad to me. Like, it wasn't, like, all over the place. Here we go. Reworked the Catalyst to grant stability and damage after a kill. I feel like... Isn't that kind of what it was already supposed to do?
Yeah, it does. Higher stacks... The higher stacks of overcharge increase the stability.
Yeah. Because you get those stacks from kills anyways, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But then, especially because of the line before that increased stability stats, so for all we know, this is the new laser beam.
Yeah, so maybe it's increased base stability. Hopefully.
Yep. Increased rate of fire, it's going to be even faster from 360 to 390. Reduced linear fusion rifle mode charge from 820 to 533. That's huge. So it's the same as a standard linear fusion rifle. And no longer loses the overcharge stacks on stow, except when in linear fusion rifle mode. That's really awesome, too. So you can be going for your kills. Don't put it to linear fusion mode yet. Swap to another weapon if you need. Come back to it. You still have your stacks. And then you can... You know, once you get all your stacks, switch it to linear fusion mode. This is going to be awesome. I'm so freaking excited.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a good choice as a weapon now. It's still going to make it tough because it is an exotic, because then you're going to have to make that meaningful choice of what are the weapons you run if you've loved the Wither Hordes or you've
used the Anarchies. Yeah.
So you're going to have make a more meaningful choice if it becomes a top tier contender in that realm.
But this is a meaningful choice now. It actually gets me to consider it. That's my point. You know, you know, if this can be like on my top five list of exotics, I'm happy with that. Right. You'll get, I'll tell you this, especially with solar stuff and even just overall, this will get me off of, potentially off of Telesto a lot, because, you know, I often will main Telesto in my secondary slot.
Telesto hates you right now. It's a little sad you're leaving it.
Okay. Merciless Sin. I know you're so excited to talk about Merciless.
Not really. I mean, to be honest, what prompted me to get the Catalyst done was the TWAB. So, I mean, I'm excited. It might make it a little more viable with the other fusion buff on there, but we'll see. I don't know if it'll be a main choice, honestly.
Cool. Yotun? Reduced charge time a little bit, and slightly reduced damage per shot a little bit.
Yeah.
They even say in playtesting it makes almost no difference, but if I didn't mention it, someone would notice.
Yeah, somebody would definitely notice that. I'm wondering how it's going to play out in PvP. If it makes virtually no difference. If they did increase, you said they increased the charge time, right?
Slightly. From 0.02 to 0.78.
It might make it slightly less annoying in PvP in that regards.
Less annoying? What, for the person who's using it?
For the person on the other end of it. Who's receiving calls?
They reduce the charge time and slightly reduce damage.
Okay, so it charges faster but does less damage. Got it.
Yeah.
So maybe still will be annoying if it doesn't make a difference, that much of a difference.
Yeah, it's still going to one-shot you. It'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. That's like a whatever weapon. Bastion, this makes sense because Bastion, especially on console, was becoming a very strong option with the shotguns getting their nerfs. So they're already adjusting it in PvP, but they're buffing it in PvE. So they are reducing damage by 15%. So it can now not quite kill a guardian with one shot in a three-shot burst it fires. That's what they say in parentheses. An increased spread angle by 10%, but in PvE, increases PvE damage by 25%.
A little bit more accurate.
Yeah, yeah. So this is an awesome example of, boy, even, I mean, you're still a little newer to the game, Kato, but like they would have never have different buffs for PvE and PvP in the past. I mean, I'm sure you know that. And they've been doing more and more lately, which is way cool. Although, go ahead.
I find it very nice that they are trying to balance both without affecting one or the other.
Right. Sacrificing the usability for what it's currently being used for.
Right.
I think why they never really wanted to do that originally is because if too many of these things get quite a bit different in one versus the other, it could get confusing. You're like, I mean, you're supposed to remember, like, okay, these weapons all feel the same in PvE versus PvP, but then, oh, I forgot my Bastion's not so good in PvP, even though I've been using it in PvE, and then you're kind of like a little upset. Not that, I mean, you should have known that, but you're a little upset because, like, you forgot that it's different in one versus the other.
I mean, if you're using Bastion in PvP, you really shouldn't be upset about it.
Nice take. Sweet business. I love what they say here. Sweet business's perk, refilling the magazine when picking up primary, no longer works in a world without primary ammo, so it's been adjusted. And now refills the magazine on picking up special heavy ammo instead of primary. Yeah, that works, right?
So they made it overfall.
Yeah. So unlimited ammo, but the magazine can be refilled if you pick up other bricks.
Not a bad change. Honestly, it's good that they at least focused on doing something with it, knowing that it's broken with, like they said, a world without primary.
So we're basically, we're not going to see the white bricks on the ground anymore, right? Correct. They're just going to take them away. This is smart also because sometimes I feel like the ground is just so junked up with so many things we have, like especially if it's during a like a one of those seasonal events, like right? You know what I'm saying? And there's like ammo and there's like orbs and there's like things flying at you, buffs here and things you can pick up. And so for all we know, the game could have slightly better performance without so many things on the ground.
True. Who knows? I'm hoping. I think I'm hoping, like you said, it does free up the ground a little bit. I mean, you see it in Altar, right? With all the ammo bricks on the ground when you're just sitting there crushing enemies. It's littered with ammo. Make it less cluttered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, firing line. I really like the idea of this perk, and I have the fusion rifle with it, of course, but it's one of the older ones that was sunset. But they took some stuff away, but then they added to more weapons. Basically, reducing the damage bonus to 20% precision damage for all supported weapon archetypes. I think it was plus 40% before, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Okay. So it's only plus a 20% precision damage, which is still good, but it's not like super crazy like it was before. And then, but the good news is it will roll on some sniper rifles, linear fusion rifles, and machine guns, and maybe some other stuff in the future. That's going to be fun, all standing in a line with machine guns, firing like crazy. Rambo.
Interesting.
Right?
All right. And then last, certain damage perks only affected impact damage on explosive weapons. We've updated these specific perks to also increase detonation damage, kill clip, rampage, and adrenaline junkie.
Me, it sounds like those got a little buff with the way they put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way I interpret it.
Nice.
Not opposed.
All right. So again, you know, I know we went through all these quickly tonight. We hope to have more impressions in the future when Des joins us, because I love hearing all his, you know, more nuanced details on the weapons. Because, yeah, again, I read through these sometimes and, like, I don't even want to
figure this out. Let's play it. That's where I want to see it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how most of the time it works with me.
Yep. All right. I think that's all we want for the TWAB. Wait, no, Sin. You were excited to talk about the weapons. I forgot. I'm scrolling down some more. This is big news, actually.
Wait, is that all?
Hey!
Oh!
Surprise!
Hey!
What's up? Nice. Now, okay, let's start over the TWAB.
Now you can hear his right? impression on the weapon changes real quick.
Yes. And I do mean it. I would love to hear, like, more details in coming weeks, but Des, you do have to at least tell us, like, what are some of the things you're looking forward to the most with all this crazy changes?
It's going to be weird to have unlimited primary ammo.
Oh my gosh.
Like, super, super weird. God, I mean, the fact that firing there, they seem to be acknowledging that firing line wasn't a thing anymore, and it's going to be a thing again. Is very nice. Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
You know, it's a fight here now. We have a this guy and a that guy.
I know, right? You've got both guys right now.
Mm-hmm.
All the guys. Pause.
I think fusion rifles are going to be very interesting. Hopefully, I know I said it recently, since we were on Potato Thumbs, and go listen to that because that was amazing. But the fact that they did give confirmation that fusion rifles were 7 bolts per shot in most situations, well, they were, but yeah, and the tuning for Bastion.
Yeah.
The fact that
Yeah, it won't kill in the very first burst you shoot. But from the sounds of it, 2 out of 3 would still get them. Let's see, yeah, version 3. Exactly.
Yeah.
Merciless should be
fun.
I can't wait to see Merciless's testing and see how that turns out. And maybe Jotun won't be so bad either.
Well, Bez, I just finished my Merciless Catalyst recently, so ooh, at least I'll be prepared for it for you.
Right? Like, I'll definitely be interesting to see where that goes. And oh my god, please let the Vex buffs be enough.
Please. Well, they sure look exciting and enough to me. I can't tell you how excited I am for that one.
Right, I cannot wait. That's gonna be the first thing I put on and use, like, for like the campaign stuff, just to see.
Okay, well, quick question. Now that you're here, sorry, listeners, but we'll go over it very quickly. I was a little confused with what they were saying. I mean, it makes sense. They're increasing the base stability, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand the reworked catalyst to grant stability damage after kill. It already says increase stability after getting the stacks, which you basically get after kills. So I don't understand what they were changing with that. Plus, if they're increasing the base stability, we're getting more stability.
Yeah, it's potentially not changing that, I suppose, to, I guess, just signifying that it's going to do two things instead of just the one. Is what I'm guessing there.
I already thought it wasn't that bad. It's not like it was like all over the place.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was wonky in D1 even. I mean, that was kind of part of its charm, let's say. What I was actually one thing I will kind of go over, or at least touch on real quickly, is apparently they're finding ways to work around the charge time equaling impact on fusion rifles.
Yeah.
So that's something definitely I don't understand exactly how that's going to work. But of course, they seem to be adjusting like accelerate coils, liquid coils, the charge time masterwork, and things like that, where it might not have such. Or it might work differently with the damage numbers. So that's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye out for as well.
Awesome. All right. Well, new weapon. Are you going to be quick, Kate? Are you going to be quickly grinding for this new weapon? We are getting a rocket launcher with explosive light.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, yes. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's a maybe from him.
I don't really know what the explosive light is, but it's a new rocket launcher, so yeah.
Okay.
Do tell
my
us.
Friend, allow me to introduce you to explosive light, which is a returning perk from the Wendigo rocket grenade launcher. Whereas you pick up an orb and light, it does more damage.
So it functions like Star Gears.
Pretty much, yes. That's actually very astute. Its potential, it only had like three or four levels, maybe? I can't remember exactly because it's been forever.
Or like Lucid Blade, right? With swords and getting Orb of Light.
Yeah.
So it would basically function as like a charge of light build.
Exactly. But yeah, you pick up orbs and you gain damage. Picking up an orb of power increases, well, it says grenades, blast radius, and damage is its exact verbiage.
And I like how it looks.
Yeah, doesn't it look like a prototype Eyes of Tomorrow or something?
Yeah, we haven't had a look like this yet, have we?
No.
So yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. And then, of course, post game rewards for Strikes, Gambit, and Crucible.
It's like a scout pulse and a sidearm.
Yeah. The scout looks Gambit. Or is that an auto? Mm-hmm. I don't know with that model. Yeah, definitely a sidearm for that other one.
I wonder if it's going to be a burst sidearm or a single.
Oh, we lost Dez. Let's see if we can get him back. Hey, you back? Muted.
Okay.
There you are.
Wow.
Wow. I was going to say, Dez doesn't have any comments on the three post-game reward weapons.
Yeah. They just show us, which I think one of them is a scout that looks like a Gambit scout model.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, what was it called? I think it's called Distant Relation with the scout rifle, it looks like. Yeah, I have no comment or words on sidearms, though, because they're kind of poo.
Who does?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hopefully it gets better at some point.
Right.
Who knows? But some of the biggest news that people are excited about that came out was they're refreshing up the loot of Prophecy Dungeon, which, go figure, is the realm of the Nine. What are they adding to this? The Trials of the Nine weapons.
Mm-hmm. A good chunk of them, actually. Not all of them, though, but a good chunk of them.
Yeah. Which, I certainly haven't gotten any of them. Now, that hand cannon looks sweet. I don't know if it was any good. Do you remember if any of these are ones we want to, like, go after?
It ultimately depends on what perks they attach to them. Because, again, these are weapons that have not had random rolls before.
Oh, yeah.
And they were unique for their time. Because they did have weird, like... There were weird things with perks in them, but... at least stat-wise, most of these weapons were really good, like, for their class. Like, the Pulse Rifle, which I believe was called Darkest Before, mayhaps, was, like I said, it was really solid stat-wise for rapid-fire pulses. That looks like the Prosecutor Auto Rifle, which was a 450, but again, really solid feel to it. The shotgun is a precision non-slug shotgun. And, of course, just a sniper rifle with hand cannon and sidearm. And sidearm, because sidearm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they were all great stat-wise. So, again, it'll all depend, like, their must-gets will depend on exactly what perks they allow them to have.
For sure. And then, last but not least, on top of all these weapons, we are also updating the world pool with some fresh drops. Here are new weapons you expect to start seeing up in the wild, and they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different weapons that they show us.
Three of which are more dead orbit weapons.
I don't know what any of these are. You know, some people look at these like, oh, that's the so-and-so from so-and-so.
Pulse Rifle is one of two, I believe. It's either... No, it's not that one. It's definitely a high-impact Pulse Rifle. That's a rapid-fire scout. The Scaflock model is, of course, a rapid-fire kinetic one, did I say? If I remember properly? All three of those were pretty standout things. So,
cool. Yeah, and undoubtedly there will also be seasonal weapons that they just have not showed us yet.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
which previous, I know last season or the season before, they started showing us some of those seasonal weapons in the TWAB, so it's really interesting. Yeah. They haven't showed us anything yet. It might be part of what's all they're keeping for news until Tuesday, or maybe because there's so much stuff. Okay, we've had all these drops, and we still haven't had the main drop of the detail of the season, other than, of course, the name, which we talked about at the beginning of the episode, but... But doesn't this almost feel like we're like leading up to DLC territory? There's been so much info for season 15.
Right. And again, these are like, here's the thing. These are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's like 16 weapons, new and reprised. And yeah, they have not told us what our like the activity specific weapons are. Yeah. Or potential. Actually, no, that wouldn't make sense anyway. But yeah, so yeah, we still don't know like what the activity weapons are, so you know, that could be a nice healthy bunch in and of itself.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there's some good things. I hope the seasonal activity is good. I hope there's some other drops we have in here. Maybe a secret mission or so. Cato, anything you have hopes for? Like, what type of seasonal activity do you like that you've tried a few? Do you like the 3-man or the 6-man, or have any thoughts on that? If you could design it your own way, what would kind of have it interesting for you?
I really liked how they did the activities for Rivals. I mean, It wasn't strictly limited to 3 or 6. It was just, if you were around, you were there. And it could either make it go really quick or really slow.
Gotcha. So yeah, that's the model. Because I was thinking the last couple have been match-made instances. Right. But yeah, that was the public event model for Rivals, right? Yeah.
That's when I started playing, but I did enjoy that public event model. It made it more interesting. It wasn't launched in this activity, wait to find people, you know, depending on time of day, night, when you were playing, it was just, there it is.
It's a valid point because also it kind of gets you out in the world more. I can't think of that often being on patrol this season, but when we had that one, you might actually spend a little bit of time going off and doing things while you're waiting.
As a new player, it was great because it got, you know, they went to IO, Titan, and was there a third one, or was it just those two?
There you go, Des. Okay.
Yeah, there was a third one. I don't think it was Mercury. It was Mars. But it might have just been IO and Titan. Because it was the Vault of Planets.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't, I don't think they had them on Mars? DLC planets. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would have excluded Mercury and Mars.
Yeah.
But I think the only two left would have been IO and Titan then.
Yeah. Well, Des, also one other question for you. You know, we're not going into all the details of, you know, the pay spend leaks, but it's quite interesting how it seems like your thoughts accurate now.
it's getting into scary territory, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
The paste bin itself, not so much, but the original screenshot leak is getting a little terrifyingly accurate, I will say. because that actually did some looking into it. That screenshot of the notepad, which supposedly the paste bin is the entire document, but again, there's no telling, there's no capability of confirming that. But it supposedly existed in April, mid-April. So a lot of the things on it, supposedly Season the Splicer was predicted a lot. But as far as confirmable existence, it was like mid-May when it actually appeared in a Reddit post, which Season of the Splicer would have started by then, and a lot of that information was out, but still, it predicted accurately the name of this season and the main character that mm-hmm. it's going to be focusing on. So yeah. That's... As well as Trials of the Nine Weapons being added to Prophecy was another check mark. So I don't want to say everything is going to come true, because again, it was a leak. Even if everything was 100% accurate, there's no telling during development what might have been cut, what could have been accelerated.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because there were certain things that were listed for a season 15 that have already happened. But I think most of that was the paste bin document claiming. Mm-hmm. But still, the fact that it happened early, it's hard to say exactly what still will come, like for any of those that do know of the document. It'll be hard to say what will still occur, what won't occur, what's been cut, what's going to change. It's like a Destiny is in like permanent development. So
yeah,
it's going to be hard to say exactly what's going to come out of it. But again, for a lot of people, they were waiting on the name of this season to see how confirmed this leak could be.
Yeah.
And I took a look on Raid Seekers and it's still a hot topic of talk.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So yeah, to say the least, I tripped out so much. So it was Laz that tagged me in our spoilers. It's like, yeah, it looks like this is right. And I'm like, oh no.
Oh man. Well, Sin, are you still awake? Live update. You doing anything interesting right now?
Yeah, I just got some more Triumph score. Running my Titan classes and grenades that I haven't before. Getting like 10 kills with a Missile Titan or 5 kills with a Missile Titan and one super. Like little stuff like that. Code of the Juggernaut, 10 kills and one super.
Nice.
Yeah, cleaning up some Triumphs. You said you were ahead of me for there for a while. And right now I'm just shoring up that I'm going to stay ahead for a little bit longer.
Nice. Well, it's a little easier for you now. You know, we did forget to mention one thing that we did earlier today was a raid where Sin was at Chuck E. Cheese while we were raiding.
Oh, yes.
Wait.
My babysitter's kids were here, and then another one of Monica's friends came over before she got out from school and had her kids here. So we had 3, 2, 2, so... 7 plus 2 other kids, so 9. My sister-in-law's kids. Yeah,
it basically sounded like Sin was running a daycare while we were trying to raid, and that was the joke. And so Sin, we were like, he was staying muted most of the time, but whenever he had to talk about something, you know, like, okay, I'll do this role, and we were like, rah, rah, like all this screaming in the background and kids running around. And
Tony, yes, it was chicken nuggets, chicken nuggies.
It was crazy. Let's just put that.
So he's now Nanny Sid. Gotcha. Yeah,
Nanny Sid.
Daddy daycare.
Oh, man. Good times there.
So is that how you became the Nanny Sid?
Is that how I became Banana?
What'd you say? Nanny. Yeah, right.
It feels like it some days.
Great, great series with Fran Drescher. Anyway,
yeah.
Well, we do need to start wrapping up, Des, even though you joined us later. But anything else you want to mention about thoughts? And then I have some closing questions for Cato. A couple other questions.
Oh no.
I mean, like I said, weapon changes are going to be very interesting. Yeah, it's going to be super interesting to see what comes out of the season. It's going to be super interesting to see how much of this leak is going to end up being true. Because some of that is going to be super hype if it happens. But still, I'm trying to stay reasonable.
Curb it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because, again, it's still not, you know, there's no telling what could have changed direction or anything. So, and some of it is still a little out there. So, you know.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at you. It's the chat.
No, you're laughing at me. I know it. It's fine, though. I laugh at me, too.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm excited. We're only a few days away now from Tuesday. It'll be here soon enough.
All right, Cato, a lot of us know this, but tell us your favorite character and your least favorite character in Destiny of the three.
Favorite would be Hunter, obviously.
Obviously.
Least favorite probably be Titan.
Yes.
Hater.
You get to stay.
Interesting.
See, I just came up with this on the fly because I think it's kind of can almost start little mini discussions or arguments with people.
I have tried all three.
If you play with them, you wouldn't know.
Not sure if you're cutting out or not.
Ooh, okay, that wasn't me.
There
you go. He's back.
Yes. Okay. Sin's nightmare continues, only now with Cato.
I have tried all three of them. It's I don't know, Titans just didn't fit. Didn't like the way they moved and played, per se. Warlocks take some getting used to. I'll give it that.
And if you play with Cato, you wouldn't know if he's tried all three. Because he's 99.9% on the Hunter.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, same with me and Warlock. But I guess I could have asked the question, and some people could be potentially like, oh, I've never actually done a so-and-so character. So we will see. All right.
And then, in the days of Deepstone, Cato running on the Hunter for like the ninth time that week.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I already had Eyes of Tomorrow. What did I have to...
Yeah. Oh, I'll do that with my Warlock. I'm comfortable with that character. I'm just in to have fun with other people, so...
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, and then we also like to ask, because we kind of, not really, but pretend we keep a cookbook, but let us know for the Guardian Hub dessert cookbook what your favorite dessert is.
Something my grandfather used to make. It was a German chocolate cake with a coconut cream. And I don't like chocolate. But that was one of the few things that just like.
Nice.
So good.
That is an excellent
sound good
option. Yeah. Answer. Nice. All right. Well, we had an excellent episode this week that we were saying this at the end too, like I weren't sure we were going to do it. And then we were talking about how I've been on for like a while, and then it's just crazy. And we didn't even know, but we brought Cato in kind of like he wasn't even in the beginning. So don't worry, you coming in later too. It was like we had just rotating people that came in throughout the show. So
yeah, we call this chaos method.
But all's well that ends right. well. Yeah, chaos method podcast. We are the best chaos podcast on the net.
It was a fairly rough day, and I ended up taking a surprise nap. That's when I woke up, and I was just like, oh no, I did the thing. Oh god, it's late. Wait, they're still calling. Yes. I'll listen. If you heard the line, can't wait to hear Des's reaction. It's like, ah, screw it, I'll pop in.
There you are.
There you are.
Speak of the devil.
Well, Des, thanks for being a guest this week.
Chaos Method guest.
And Kato, thanks for being a guest.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I mean, a lot of people know you in the Discord, but just remind everyone what your name is right now. And do you have anything else like Twitter or stream that you want people to know about? I forget if you do.
I do have a Twitter, not that I ever use it. I do not stream, mainly in various Discords. It's Kato_Valermos, or currently in the Guardian Hub, it is this guy. So nope, that's about it.
Not that guy. This guy.
Yeah, not to be confused.
Because that guy is Des Raven. Where can people get a hold of you, sir?
Information is still the same. Current home of the Hephaestus Index, being Twitter at @DES_Raven, because otherwise I'm not really plugging that for any particular reason, but you can still find it in our Discord. And the Guardian Ghost website.
PG. Yep.
Shadow Guard, I believe it was called. Yeah, it's places you can find it, and Discord. I'm rambling. It's a weird one. Sin.
Mrs. Sinfire. Where can people find you?
Mrs. Sinfire, Daddy Daycare from the day. They can find me.
The best daycare on the net.
They can find me raiding with 9 kids strong in the household, or they can find me on Twitter at @Sin_Media. Kingsley Macklemore, give us that 99 cents one more time and take us out.
Yeah, that's what our podcast is worth. It's probably 99 cents. Anyways, yep, you can find me as Kingsley Mac all the places, except for on Twitter, I am MC Kingsley. And you can find our show, The Guardian Hub, either on Twitter as The Guardian Hub or through our lovely website.
Ready for it.
Guardian
for it.
Hub.com.
The best hub on the net. It's been like 3 weeks since I've gotten to really like say it in the right spot.
That's right. Well, thanks, Sin. Thanks, Des. Thanks, Kato. Thanks, everyone, for listening this week. And we hope to see you again next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Later. Bye.